to hold the baby diapers on.
Safety pins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess those, even those have changed since.
Well, they have now because they, well, they're not with the cloth. But so many of them now are using the pamphlets and things like that, the ready, you know, the things that you get. And now, well, you did it up until just recently. I'd say the last year, you had to use them with the pamphlets, but now there's a tape. Make them now that has a tape on it that sticks. You just lap it over and it sticks.
That's another thing that's going
on. That's an improvement. I'm telling you that.
Oh, is it?
Because I've stuck Billy a million times. That's what you do. When he'd be screaming and kicking and hollering and you couldn't get the... Because we didn't know what pampers were then, you know. Well, we had to use the regular diaper that they always... They don't, you don't see too many, there's not too many. Well, now there are a lot of people who won't use those pampers at all. They don't feel like they're good for baby's skin. Because, you know, they're airtight.
Almost.
Yeah. They are there. And they're real bad to chase a baby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're not good. They're not as good as the old-timey cloth diaper. But, of course, these modern mothers, they want everything, all the conveniences and everything that's, you know, that's handy. And some mothers go through. Now, I have a niece that never owned. They have a little girl that's 8, and she didn't ever own a diaper. She used pampers from the time Jane came in the world until she... trained her.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't want food washing.
Yeah.
All you have to do is put them in the wash and dry and that's it. Of course you got to take them out and fold them, and that was the biggest. That's a job, you know. So, well, she worried. She's always been a working mother. So I think that's why all these new things have been, everything's been, there's so many things that's been invented and everything, you know, for the, you know,
convenience,
just for people, because the biggest majority of the women, mothers work, now.
Yeah. Well,
I know you've had a time getting people that have been able to sit down and talk.
I can tell you stories, you know.
That long at the time because so many people work. Well, you just almost have retired people, don't you? Because they don't have time to talk, you know, that long.
Most of the people I've talked to are pretty nice. You know, you run into some people that, you know, they kind of say no in a nasty way.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They don't want to fool with you.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest majority of those kind of people don't have children or anything like that.
Right.
But I just think if you, I put my child in your place, if he was out in school, you know, and I would want someone to do all they could to help him.
I would
if he,
you know,
uh-huh, yeah.
I was in the same position. Okay, what did people used to buy soup in?
Soup? I think we've always got soup in cans, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far back as I can remember, we've gotten soup. But now, we didn't, when we were coming up, we made our own soup and canned it. We had homemade, they call it soup mix. You make soup mix.
Mm-hmm.
You use corn and okra and beans and tomatoes and all those things and make your own soup mix. You do that. And you can it, or now you freeze it. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody makes soup mix out every summer.